better not do that. He gave him riches and blessings. God was pleased that he asked for wisdom. How many think we ought to ask God for some wisdom? Yeah. And we saw the third way to please God was to seek God's wisdom was apply God's wisdom to our lives. If you know the story, Solomon failed because he didn't build and maintain clearly defined and intentional guardrails. Are you hearing me? Solomon failed because he didn't build intentional guardrails. Amen. Clearly defined. And we saw, and did we ever, that God's intentions without faithful actions are pointless. Amen. We saw that good intentions, hell is paved with good intentions, and without faithful actions, good intentions are pointless. Amen. A lot of people have good intentions, but they don't follow it up with faithful, amen, faithful actions. They're pointless. And then we also saw little compromises end up in big consequences. Just little compromises. Not big ones, little ones, just little ones. Compromising end up in big consequences. My God, Lord, help us. Give us wisdom, Lord. We need wisdom. We saw that anyone can become wise if they're willing to pay the cost. And what is the cost? The cost is simply asking God for it, James 1:5, and consuming God's word, Psalms 119:11, and inviting wise people into our lives, Proverbs 13:20. Amen. That's the cost. Get the CD if you want to know the whole message. It was a fun message, and there's much, much more on part one. But I wanted to catch you up a little bit for those that weren't able to be here on the message as we go to part two of guardrails. Wisdom, as we see, is the main building block, is what you need, amen, for to build guardrails in your life. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding, Proverbs 2:6. Now, somebody say now. Now we want to look at some specific places that we need guardrails. Amen? There's probably many places, several places, but these are the ones that the Lord brought to my attention, and these are the ones we want to talk about. And I believe number one guardrail that we need is your heart. If you got your Bible, would you turn to Proverbs 4:23 as our text this morning? The number one guardrail you need in your life is guarding your heart. Katabo, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. You all have a heart? We have a heart, don't we? Heart is our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Proverbs 4:23. How many have a Bible? You have so many stuff, so much stuff in it, you open it up, everything falls out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we give you praise. We love you. Proverbs 4:23. When you've got it, say, I've got it. Above all else, guard your heart. Above everything. For everything you do flows from it. King James says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, all the issues come from it. And I mean, no, there are a lot of issues. Everyone has issues. Everyone deals with issues, and the issues that you deal with will be determined by what you let in your heart. Are you there?